The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara on today's daf discusses where we pour the shirayim, where we pour the leftover blood from the soyer and the par of Yom HaKippurim. The karbanis of soyer and par of Yom HaKippurim, their blood was primarily spritzed inside of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the leftovers is spilled on the Mizbeach HaOilah. And the Gemara discusses where to spritz, where to pour the rest of the blood. The Gemara says, Shor Adam, so it's poured on the Yisoid of the Hamaravi of the Mizbeach HaOilah. It's poured on the west side of the Mizbeach, by the Yisoid, by the foundation. Says the Gemara, my time, why is it poured on that part? Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Al Yisoid Mizbeach HaOilah, Asher Pesach HaYomayid. The Torah says you pour it by the foundation of the Mizbeach HaOilah, which is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach that's outside of the Kodesh. Asher Pesach HaYomayid, the side that's closest to the Pesach HaYomayid, the side that's closest to the opening of the HaYomayid, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. The Gemara has another three words. Hahu Dikpaga Bereisha, the side that he meets first, the side that's closest to him when he's coming out of the Kodesh. But Rashi is not goyer as those words. Rashi does not have those words in the Gemara. Tosfos comes to explain why Rashi doesn't have those words. Says Tosfos, Rashi did not want to have those words because the Gemara learned it out of a pasuk. The words Ahu Tepaga Bereisha would sound like it's saying that the reason why you pour the blood on the western Yisoid is because there's a rule, Ein Mavir Na L'Mitzvah, you can't pass by a mitzvah. In other words, since you meet the western side first, you have to pour there first. Before you go any further, pour it right there. That's what the Gemara Ahu Tepaga Bereisha is mashma, which is a well-known rule. We have a rule all over Shas. It's called Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. You can't pass by mitzvahs. As soon as you have the mitzvah, you do it, you don't pass over it. So, if you have the words, Ha'ud Bagi Bereisha, it would be mashma, we're using that general rule. Says Rashi, if you use that general rule, then what do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara used a pasuk. It must be, the Gemara does not mean to use the general rule. Here, it's a new halacha. Our Gemara learned out of a pasuk that we pour the blood onto the western Yesoid because of a new pasuk is unrelated to the halacha of Ein Mavir Na L'Mitzvahs. Very nice, says Tosfos, but then I'll ask you a question. So why don't you learn out of the general rule? Why do you need a pasuk? Why can't you use that general rule that says that you should never pass over a mitzvah to tell us that we should pour it on the western side? Let that be the reason why we pour it on the western side. Why do I need a pasuk? So Tosfos answers a yisoid. And Tosfos says we can't say Ein Mavir Na L'Mitzvahs in our case. When do I say Ein Mavir Na L'Mitzvahs? If you have a choice of two mitzvahs. You have mitzvah A in front of you, and mitzvah B in front of you. And one is closer, so to, let's say. And so you don't pass by the closer mitzvah and do the further mitzvah first. In other words, if somebody's tefillin is closer to him than his talis. In the morning, everyone wakes up, they put on talis and tefillin by shachris. So you're supposed to set up your talis and tefillin bag that you'll meet your talis first. Because if your tefillin is going to be first, you're going to have to put on your tefillin first. There's a halacha in Mavir Na L'Mitzvahs. So that's where it's two mitzvahs. So let's say you have the mitzvah of talis and the mitzvah of tefillin. So if you were going to meet your tefillin first, you're going to have to put on your tefillin first and then your talis. But, says Tosfos, that's when there's two mitzvahs, two distinct mitzvahs. But when you're only doing one mitzvah, and the question is, where? So then, the law of Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvah doesn't say anything. It's not talking about a case of where somebody only has one mitzvah. And the question is, where to put it? So here, by us, we're pouring the blood, it's only one mitzvah, Shvicha Shirayim, so we can't use the rule of Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvah. Now, there's two ways how we can understand Tosfos' answer. Tosfos could be saying that it's a difference between if it's one mitzvah or if it's two mitzvahs. That whenever it's one mitzvah, like here, that it's Shvicha Shirayim, then I don't say in my fear and all the mitzvahs. Or, Tosfos perhaps means a different pshat. Tosfos means that when it's a question of where something should go, so then I can't say in my fear and all the mitzvahs. Tosfos by us is a little unclear, and I just want to flesh it out first, what the two ways of saying it are. If the reason is because you don't say it by two mitzvahs, so first of all, you could generalize that to all other places. For example, let's say somebody is going to put on tefillin. And it's a question which tefillin he's going to put on. They're both Rashi, they're both his. Should he put on tefillin A? Should he put on tefillin B? So he's only going to put on one pair. So it's only one mitzvah. So if Tosfos means to say that on one mitzvah you don't say Mavir Na'al Mitzvahs, so then that would include such a case. There also I wouldn't say Mavir Na'al Mitzvahs. And he could choose whichever one he wants. But if Tosfos means to say that whenever we're designating a place, so then it would not apply. Another nafkamina is, let's say, this Kayin Gadol that's holding the blood of the par or sor of Yom Kippurim, and he happened to have been standing closer to the southern side of the Mizbeach. Even though theoretically, yes, he's going to be closest to the Ma'ariv side, but let's say for some reason he passed by the Ma'ariv side, and at this point in time, he is closest to the southern side. So what does he do? If it's a halacha of designating a place, if that's what Tosfos means, you designate a place, so then he should go pour it on the southern side. If it's designated a place, then he should still go to the western side. But if it's a vart, because it's Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvahs, so now that he's closer to the southern side, he can go to the southern side. I think we can illustrate this even a little better. So Chazon Ish explains Tosfos that what Tosfos means to say is, what does it mean, Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvahs? Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvahs is like an Isser. There's a general Isser that if there's a mitzvah in front of you, don't pass over it. It's a Daraisodika concept, but it's not so stringent like a regular lav. He wouldn't get Malkus if he violates it, but it's an Isser Daraisa. Don't pass over a mitzvah. That's Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvahs. Says the Chazon Ish, the halacha of our Gemara is a different halacha. When the Gemara learns out that the place to pour the blood is on the western side, the Gemara means that the Torah established that the place to pour the blood is on the western side. And therefore, if somebody pours it on the southern side, not only did he violate this Isser, this prohibition of passing over the western side, he also missed out on performing a mitzvah of pouring it on the western side. The Torah established a mitzvah, and the chatchila to get mitzvah to pour it on the western side, and the Gemara means to say that there's a mitzvah learned out of this pasuk. There's a mitzvah where to put it. So if it's a mitzvah where to put it, then it doesn't make a difference where the Kohen Gadol is standing, either way, he has a mitzvah to go to the western side. And if he violated, it's not just that he violated the Isser of passing over, he also missed out on fulfilling this positive mitzvah lechatchila of pouring it on the western side. Even though the Chazon Ish says it's certainly not ma'akiv, but this would be the difference between whether it's a ein mavir nala mitzvah halacha or it's an establishing a place halacha. So the way the Chazon Ish understands Tosfos, what Tosfos means to say is that the Gemara was coming to learn out of the pasuk a place where to put it. Tosfos does not mean to say that when it's one mitzvah, I can't say ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Perhaps I could say ein mavir nala mitzvahs, even if it's only one mitzvah. But here the Gemara wanted to establish a mitzvah where to put it. When you're coming to establish where to put it, I don't use the rule of ein mavir nala mitzvahs. So that's the way the Chazon Ish explains Tosfos. Again, in Tosfos by us, there's a little bit of ambiguity of how to learn Tosfos. Does Tosfos mean to say that whenever it's one mitzvah, there's no ein mavir nala mitzvahs? Or perhaps Tosfos agrees, even if it's one mitzvah, there could be ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Tosfos means to say that we're just designating a place. We didn't use the rule of ein mavir nala mitzvahs because we were coming to establish a place where to pour it. That's as far as Tosfos by us. However, there is a Tosfos in Masechta Yuma, Adav Lame Gimel Amad Aleph. There, Tosfos says a very similar type of thing like what Tosfos by us says. However, Tosfos of Azir is very clear that there is no ein mavir nala mitzvahs if it's one mitzvah. There, Tosfos clearly is saying the pshat that there's no ein mavir nala mitzvahs if it's one mitzvah, and only when you have two mitzvahs do we have the mitzvah of ein mavir nala mitzvahs. And the reason why our Gemara did not say ein mavir nala mitzvahs is because we're talking about one mitzvah. It's very clear from Tosfos and Masechta Yuma. Tosfos by us, we could discuss what Tosfos means, but Tosfos in Yuma is very clear. Then there's a third Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Masechta Megillah, which Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side in Gilyon HaShas, right here by us, he says, he sends us to look in Tosfos in Masechta Megillah, Davava Midbeis. Tosfos there in Masechta Megillah asks a very strong question on the Yesoid that Tosfos says in Masechta Yuma, which is also perhaps what Tosfos is saying by us. We said that Tosfos in Masechta Yuma and perhaps by us is saying that whenever it's one mitzvah, there's no rule ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Tosfos in Megillah has a Gemara right there in Megillah that's seems to be quite clear that the rule of ein mavir nala mitzvahs applies even when it's one mitzvah. The Gemara there is talking about when there's a year of two Adars. And the question is, which Adar should Purim be in? Purim is Yud Dalet Adar. Now, which Adar? Is it the first Adar or is it the second Adar? So there's one Tana, one Man Domer that says that it's in the first Ador. Why? Because ein mavir nala mitzvahs. You don't pass by a mitzvah since it's possible to have Purim and Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni. And Ador Rishon comes first, so you don't pass by the mitzvah of Purim and you don't push it to the second Ador. Says Tosfos, you see very clearly, and he's quoting, he talks about our Gemara, he talks about the Rashi from our Gemara, and he talks about that some want to say the reason why Rashi did not say by us ein mavir nala mitzvahs is because you don't have ein mavir nala mitzvahs when it's one mitzvah. And Tosfos says you can't say that. Because that Gemara Megillah says clearly that even when it's one mitzvah, there is the rule ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Even when it's talking about one mitzvah of Purim, and it's a question, should you do it on Adar Rishon, should you do it on Adar Sheni? And still the Gemara says, because of ein mavir nala mitzvahs, you say, don't pass it up and do it during the first Adar, not during the second Adar. So Tosfos therefore says, I argue Gemara. So why does Rashi take out and say there's no you don't have these words, Ahu Tefarge Bereisha, why does Rashi say it's unrelated to Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? So Tosis there says two reasons why our Gemara did not say Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Either because Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs would not passel it with the Eved. So the Gemara came to bring a pasuk that would say that it's possible even with the Eved. Or Inami Tosis says that if it would only be because of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, I would think the entire foundation is kosher. I would think the entire western side of the Mizbeach is kosher, even if the part that doesn't have a Yesoid. So for that, we needed a pasuk. The only reason why the Gemara brought down a pasuk is because we had to tell you that you can only do it on the western side that has a Yesoid, that has a foundation. But in any case, Tosis denies the whole concept that on one mitzvah there's no Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. And he has a good reasoning for it. Because the Gemara in Masechta Megillah is clear that even on one mitzvah there is Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So, what we can take out right away is that there's a machloikas whether I say Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs when it's one mitzvah or not. Tosfos in Yuma says if it's one mitzvah there's no Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, and Tosfos Megillah says there is. That's the first thing you could take out. The second thing is that we have to find a way how to answer Tosfos in Masechta Yuma, which is also Tosfos by us perhaps. How do we reconcile the Gemara and Megillah with Tosfos in Masechta Yuma? Tosfos in Megillah had a good question on what Tosfos said in Megillah and Yuma. If you're going to tell me that on one mitzvah there's no rule of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, then what's the Gemara in Masechta Megillah saying to establish Purim, the first Adar, because of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? So I think the way, a very nice way, how we can answer Tosfos Masechta Yuma would be as follows. Because the Turei Evan, which is written by the Shagas Aryeh, and in Masechta Megillah, he says as follows. He says that there's two types of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. He says one is so-called the real one, and one is so-called a borrowed terminology. The real one, he says, if you pay attention throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara brings down the real rule of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, the Gemara says that the author, the one who says this halacha, it's known, it's said over in the name of, it always says Yesh Lakish. Kida Ame Yesh Lakish, like Yesh Lakish says, if you look in the Gemara in Yuma, Mesechta, Daf Lame Gimel, Amar Aleph, the Gemara says over there, the Rava Ame Kire Yesh Lakish, Rava goes like Yesh Lakish, the Ame Yesh Lakish, like Yesh Lakish says, which is brought down, Mesechta Yimod, Alame Gimel, Nun Ches, Daf Ayin, in Psachim Daf Samach Dalin, in Megillah Daf Vov, not Megillah, here it doesn't have Yesh Lakish. Menachas HaMechdal, Yesh Lakish says, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Says the Turei Evan, if you notice, in most, whenever the Gemara is talking about the real halacha of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, it quotes Yesh Lakish. However, this Gemara Megillah, when it says Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, it doesn't say Yesh Lakish. Why? Why is this so? Says the Turei Evan, there's two things in Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, the real one is like an iser. It's a prohibition. You're not allowed to pass by the mitzvah. V'di'eved, he fulfilled the mitzvah. Is there malchus for it? Is it so stringent that there's malchus? No, there's no malchus. But it's an iser. It's a prohibition. You don't pass by over a mitzvah. Says the Turei Evan, that prohibition only applies if it's, let's say, a choice. It's a choice. Are you gonna do this mitzvah first or that mitzvah first? But let's say it's a question in time. You have one mitzvah, and there's a period of time within which you're allowed to perform that mitzvah. For example, the mitzvah of Milah. Someone has a bris to do on his son. And the question is, should he do the bris in the morning, in the afternoon, late afternoon? So we all do it in the morning. There's reason makdim in the mitzvahs. As early as we can. L'chatchila, we do the bris as early as we can. There, it's a rule of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. That rule is not the regular Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. When it's a question of how early you should do it, That's not the real aim of Yom Mitzvah. That's only Zriz Makdim the Mitzvah. Here it's only Lechatchila. Lechatchila, don't push off the Mitzvah. Lechatchila, you should do it as early as you can. If someone pushed it off 3 minutes, 3 hours, or longer, they didn't violate an Isser. They just lost out on a Maila of Zriz Makdim in the Mitzvahs. There's a barrow terminology for that Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs, and the barrow lashon and the barrow terminology is Eim Avirin al mitzvahs. You don't pass by the mitzvah. But when we use, so when the Gemara Megillah says, when we choose to do, you should establish that the Purim is in the first Adar rather than the second Adar, because Eim Avirin al mitzvahs, that's a barrow terminology. We have a period of two, when we can do the mitzvah, and we say, Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs, you should do the mitzvah right away. That's, if he'll violate, that he won't be in violation of an Isser. But there is a concept, Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvah, Lechatchil, you should do the mitzvah earlier. That's not the regular halach of Eim Avirin al mitzvahs. It's only a barrow terminology of Eim Avirin al mitzvahs, and that's why we did not bring down Reish Lakish. So, that's what the Tur Evin says. So with that, we can answer Toisvus Mesechta Yuma. Toisvus Mesechta Yuma is discussing the real Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. When does Toisvus Mesechta Yuma say that Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs doesn't apply if it's only one mitzvah? That's the real Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. For there to be a prohibition, for there to be something real, for that it has to be that it's two mitzvahs. If it's only one mitzvah, you can't have the real Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. But Toisvus Mesechta Yuma agrees that if it's one mitzvah, and it's a question how early, how late, and you only want to discuss the mitzvah of Zriz, of the Lechatchila of Zriz and Makdim, the mitzvahs, if you want to use the Barrow terminology, Toisvus Mesechta Yuma agrees that could apply even if it's only one mitzvah. And I think this would be a beautiful way how to answer Toisvus Mesechta Yuma, to reconcile it with the Gemara in Mesechta Megillah. Now, Toisvus Mesechta Megillah obviously disagreed with the whole Tur Evin. The Toisvus in Mesechta Megillah is saying quite clearly that the Gemara Mesechta Megillah that says Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs, that's the regular one, and that Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs applies even to one mitzvah. All over, the general rule of Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs applies all over, even to one mitzvah. Okay, so we have a machloikas. So there's a Birka Yosef. The question is now how to paskin. The Birka Yosef, which is one of the svarim of the Chidah, he discusses the following question. Someone came to Shul Shabbos, someone that day is at home Shabbos morning, they put on their talis at home, or they came to Shul, and they have two talis bags. They have a Shabbos talis and a weekday talis. And now it's Shabbos morning and he wants to wear his Shabbos talis. It could really have maybe be vice versa. But if you want, we can say you switch it the other way and get without having any issues of muktzah, let's say it's during the week. And his Shabbos talis is on top of his weekday talis. He wants to wear his weekday talis, but the Shabbos talis is on top. So now, if he's going to take out his weekday talis, he passed by his Shabbos talis. Does he have a problem of putting on the talis that's underneath? It's a question of Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. It's a question of passing by a mitzvah. However, this case is Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs when it's only one mitzvah. He's only performing one mitzvah of talis. So, does he have the Isser of Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs? This is exactly a scenario. This is the exact scenario of what we were discussing the whole time. Do I say Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs when it's only one mitzvah? Is he allowed to pass over one talis to get to the other talis, which is the one that he wants to wear? So the Birki Yosef says a very interesting thing. He says, well, if you're going to make it that it's machloikis between Toisvus and Mesechta Yuma and Toisvus Mesechta Megillah, he says there's a rule that Hagoyis Maimini says that we follow the Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg was one of the great Rishonim. He's one of like the last, he calls him, the Hagoyis Maimini, the last of a certain generation. And the halacha follows strongly after Maram Rutenberg. So says the Birkei Yosef that we know that the Tosfos in Masechta Yuma was written by the Maram Rutenberg. And therefore, if it's a machlokes Tosfos in Masechta Yuma against Tosfos in Masechta Megillah, the halacha is going to be like the Tosfos in Masechta Yuma. And therefore, since Tosfos in Masechta Yuma said that Eim Avin al Mitzvah does not apply to one mitzvah, therefore the halacha is going to be that Eim Avin al Mitzvah will not apply to one mitzvah. Then he says another rule that the Marshal says that the halacha is like Tosfos in bigger Masechtas. Since the Tosfos in the big Masechtas were written by Rabbi Elazar Mituch, so when the Tosfos in bigger Masechtas contradict Tosfos in smaller Masechtas, the halacha is like the Tosfos in bigger Masechtas. So he applies that to if it would be a machlokes between Tosfos in Zvachim against Tosfos in Masechta Megillah. Tosfos in Masechta Megillah is certainly one of the smaller Masechtas, and Tosfos in Zvachim is certainly one of the bigger Masechtas, and there again, the halacha would be like Tosfos in Zvachim, not like Tosfos in Megillah. Now, we said before that Tosfos over here by us in Zvachim, it's a little unclear what Tosfos really means. So, I would say more to follow the first rule, and that is that Tosfos in Masechta Yuma is not like the Tosfos in Masechta Megillah, and therefore we follow the Tosfos in Masechta Yuma. And therefore, and the Birkei Yosef comes out like this lahalacha, even though he says it for a little bit of a different reasoning, but at the end of the day, he agrees to this halacha as well, that the halacha is that one may wear the talis that he wishes, even though he's surpassing a different talis, there is no issue of Eim Avin al Mitzvahs, and he may wear the talis that he wants.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.